Hi, I'm Jeff Goldberg.
And I'm Steve Bookbinder.
And we're the co-authors of Leverage Your Laziness, and we want to welcome you to the Lazy Podcast. Steve, today we're going to talk about principle number two, which is reverse engineering. Could you please tell everyone what is reverse engineering and why should we be doing it?
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
Well, and it doesn't involve any kind of engineering degree, civil or electrical, there's two applications of this, or two sides of this coin. The first is, when you're looking at your own life, and I don't know if most of these listeners are like us, but you think back on your life, and I spent a lot of my time thinking back, like what went wrong and what went right in the past. When I look at the seeds of what went wrong, so for example, let's say I had in my mind, I always wanted to go to the gym, I go to the gym every single day, and all of a sudden I started noticing, I'm not going to the gym anymore. And so if I could think back, what was the day I stopped going? What happened on that day? What kind of things all came together to make it stop going and stop that habit? And what I almost always find is that at some point there was a weakness I had. So for example, I may find that, when I'm really tired and I don't get a lot of sleep, that's what triggers off the not going to the gym. Or I let work, problems at work bury me. That's what stops me. So I have to reverse engineer to find out what were the seeds of what happened wrong. And I reverse engineer it mentally, go back to think, all right, when something didn't go wrong, why didn't it go wrong? So if I was able to go to the gym, and I've maintained going to the gym every day for several years, what was I able to do? And life throws all these fastballs at you, all these hardballs at you. And it's just a hurricane of, to mix metaphors, of hockey pucks and hardballs being flown.
It's never a softball, right?
Yeah, it's never a softball.
They're always coming at you.
And everything wants to stop you in your tracks. It's like the harder you run, the more wind is in your face. And, if you're sitting still, you don't even feel the breeze. If you're running, you're causing resistance because you're causing this wind. So how do we react to this wind? What do we do when the wind really starts to blow? Well, if you reverse engineer every time something went wrong, you gravitated toward a thing which was like a defense mechanism. You went to overeating or over drinking when you should have been doing something else.
Or not going to the gym.
So the answer is keep going back in your mind to what were the things that you do when there was no interruption in the plan. If your plan is to take a step forward every day, what happened on the day you didn't take a step forward? But what happened on the things that you did go forward with? Every single day, there are certain things that we do. Why do we do that? Well, it comes back to finding that thing in ourselves that we do really well and distinguishing that from everything else, which in the long run will fail for us.
Yeah, I think to put it simply, reverse engineering is just paying attention, really being aware of what makes you feel good when you do it and what doesn't make you feel good. And the goal should be, if you want to be happier and more successful, to do at least a little bit more of the stuff that makes you feel good every single day, till eventually your whole day is filled with stuff that feels good. Now, you may not be able to do that immediately when you start paying attention, but over time, if you pay attention to it, if you're conscious, because most of us walk through life unconscious, if you pay attention, you can consciously make sure, oh, I do enjoy going to the gym, and I'm going to make sure I'll do that every day, or I'll make sure I'll go instead of 10 minutes for 20 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever it is. By adding on just a little bit more each day, eventually you come to have your life filled, your business, your personal life, filled with stuff that you enjoy doing and are good at, and you actually find somebody else to handle that other stuff. That's reverse engineering, and that's really one of the ways that you're going to leverage your laziness to be more successful and be happier.
That is my goal.
Good. For Steve Bookbinder and Jeff Goldberg, myself, thank you so much for listening. We hope you'll join us on future podcasts, and be sure to go forth and be lazy.